This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
Yahweh Shema, the Lord is there, right where you are. God bless you. Thank you and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Jesus said, thy word is truth. This is Sherry, America's missionary messenger of truth. So America, let's hear God's message. Please open your King James Bible to the great book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 11, where we left off last time. Revelation, chapter 5, verse 11. Now, we have learned that the very word revelation in the Greek is apocalypse, which means to unveil, to make known, so you are supposed to know it. We have learned that Jesus dictated this entire book to the Apostle John in 96 A.D., and he said, I want you to send this entire book to the seven churches in Asia. Now, while they were in a circle there and there were seven churches, Jesus says this is a prophecy to the end. So it's symbolic to send this book of Revelation to every Christian church around planet Earth here at the end. And we found the last two lessons that Jesus checked out all of the churches, including Trumpet of Truth, and he found only two of out of all the Christian churches on planet Earth, sorry about the big ones, that pleased him. And here's what they taught. And you're going to find as we study Revelation, you'll understand why this is important. The churches that please him, they're Smyrna type, Philadelphia type, that's not their name. They will tell you who those are who say they are Jews but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. And I tell you, they are the Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S. They're the descendants of Cain, and Cain is the child of the devil. When, as Paul told us in 2 Corinthians 11, Satan beguiled Eve. And so you've heard it here, so we please him. Now, last time, Jesus took John. He said, come up hither. It was John. It was not the church. He was talking to John, a five-year-old can read that. And he said, I want you to come up to heaven in the future, and I want to show you what's going on in heaven right at the end. So he started last week showing John what's going on in heaven right now while you and I are studying this. This is what's happening there. And we found that there were these four darling beasts, but beast is a wrong word. The manuscripts say four living creatures. They are cherubs, K-R-B, which in the manuscripts, if you understand Hebrew, their names are keep, guard, grab, and grasp. And they were created to protect the mercy seat. And then there are 420 elders around the throne, the 12 patriarchs, the 12 apostles. And then last time we saw this beautiful little lamb come up as though it had been crucified. And the lamb was the only one worthy to take the book out of he who sat upon the throne. There was a book, a biblet, a Bible, and it had seven seals. A seal is a sign. And he was about to open the signs, seven signs of the end of this age right now. Now let's conclude that part of what John saw in heaven. This is going on right now while you and I are studying Revelation.
Revelation 5:11. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne.
Now this would not be the cherubims and seraphims, because they are described differently. Angels means children of God minus the flesh. So this would be that sea of Christians who've already died before us, your loved ones, my loved ones, who've gone on, and they are around the throne.
And the beast. And
okay, the beast there, that would be those four living creatures, and he's about to say the four elders. That's the, they protect the throne. Remember, the word beast here is not in the manuscripts, it's creatures.
And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands.
This is a figure of speech, meaning there's so many in heaven already that you cannot number them.
12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.
The seven spirits of the Lord Jesus.
13, and every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea.
Now, as you can see, not everybody on earth is praising the Lord right now. There's too much evil going on. So this means that every living creature that was on the earth, under the sea, and so forth, that's gone back, they're praising the Lord. Understand?
And all that are in them heard us saying, blessing and honor and glory and power.
Let's join them. Blessing and honor and glory and power. Again, blessing and honor and glory and power. See, we're with them in heaven.
To him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. 14, and the four beasts said, Amen.
That's that final word.
And the 24 elders fell down.
All they ever do is fall down before Jesus. You know that's not a bad position. Maybe you need to keep your face before the Lord.
And worship him that liveth forever and ever. Revelation chapter 6, verse 1.
Now, we're about to come to the seven seals. A seal is a sign. And Jesus says, John, send it to the churches at the end time. So we are obeying. We're going to tell you about these seals. A seal is a sign. Jesus wants you so much to know these seven signs of the end that he wrote them in Matthew 24, in Mark 13, in Luke 21, and he's about to give them to you in Revelation 6 and 7 and so forth. Now, a seal is a sign. As we continue studying Revelation, we're going to accelerate the signs into an action, which will be called the trumpet. But right now, these are the signs. You might like to title this the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Apocalypse is what Revelation means. Hidden horsemen, hidden power, hidden dynasties, four hidden dynasties. I'll explain that at the end of this lesson. Here we go.
And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder.
Now, if you know anything about the weather, when you hear the thunder, lightning has already struck, right? Okay, now, Jesus is giving you a warning here. Jesus said in prophesying of Satan, who's coming in the sky, we'll be talking about that in Revelation 12, kicked out by Michael, Satan has fallen angels. He's coming pretending to be Jesus. Jesus says, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And when Satan does come as the Antichrist, before Jesus comes, he's going to do signs and wonders and bring down lightning. Okay, this is a sign. Maybe the lightning's already struck. Let's see.
One of the four beasts saying, Come and see. Verse 2, And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and him that sat on him had a bow.
All right, this is seal number one. Now in your Bible, rather than turn there now, later on you'll want to study it, you'll want to write Mark 13, 5 and 6. Mark 13, 5 and 6, cross-reference. Okay, this looks good, doesn't it? White means purity and horse means power. But the word bow is a clue that lightning's already struck. You remember in Revelation 4, the real Jesus, John showed us sitting on the throne with the rainbow around his head like in sight as unto an emerald. An emerald is the Hebrew wedding stone. So those sitting with him around the throne are that remnant chosen from before the first age that have lived up to now, that have already gone back, spiritually called the wife. Now that was the real rainbow. But here's the clue. This word bow in the Greek is toxon. Say it, toxon. Cheap imitation fabric. Say it, cheap imitation fabric. So this is fake. Oh my goodness.
And a crown was given unto him.
Revelation 13 says the whole world will crown him God, will wonder after him, and half the body of Christ, half have no oil in their lamps. All is truth. all is light, all is the Word. He will be crowned King of Kings, even by half of the Christian church.
And he went forth conquering and to conquer.
Now, unlike all of those movies and books that people write to make money off of God's artwork revelation, this does not mean capturing you, putting you in prison. It means to conquer your affection, conquer your heart. Have you never been in love and someone conquered your heart? And you say, I'd like to have my heart back. Okay, in other words, the whole world's going after this one. Okay, but this is not real. This is cheap fabric imitation. Now, Mark 13, 5 and 6, the disciples had asked Jesus. They said, can you give us a sign when the end shall come? And Jesus said, take heed lest any man on a horse with a bow, man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. It doesn't mean that many people are going to say that they are the Messiah. Christ means the Messiah, that they are Jesus. It means that in the pulpit, Christian, the devil's gospel will be preached to say that the first one coming in purity and power with the bow around him, they will tell you that it is Jesus, that he is Christ. I am is God's name. However, Jesus said, let no man deceive you. And so you see, this would be the Antichrist. Anti does not mean against, it means the instead of. He would take his place. He would pretend to be Jesus. Now, when we get into the trumps, we are going to find, while these seals are not in chronological order, Jesus has put them in a teachable way so you won't be deceived. We're going to find that at the sixth trump action, that's when the Antichrist will come. But when we get to the trumps, we're also going to find we're in the fifth trumpet now, which is why I'm teaching you it's a time of learning. So this would be the Antichrist. He's the devil with his Jesus costume on. He comes pretending to be Jesus to capture your heart, to say peace and safety, do signs and lying wonders, all right? But he is the devil with his Jesus costume on. Jesus does not come until the last one out.
3, and when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say,
come and see the second seal. Now, as you can see then, the first sign has already happened, because all over television and radio, everywhere you turn, I heard it today over and over and over, everybody's saying that Jesus is coming to snatch you off. That first one coming in the clouds, in the sky, Revelation 12 will teach us this, is Satan, but he'll pretend to be Jesus. The first sign has already happened. The gospel of Satan is preached. I know they mean well, but you can mean well and go to hell. Comes the second sign.
Men see. 4, and there went out another horse that was red.
Okay, now remember that horse means power. It's symbolic. All of this is on the power of Satan. Now, red implies war, okay? Now, Mark 13, this would be verse 7. Jesus says, and there shall be wars and rumors of wars, but the end is not yet. And I'll explain that in just a moment. Now, war means red. Now, you remember when Esau and Jacob were battling in Rebekah's womb, and Esau came out first, and he was red and hairy. And Esau is Edom, says Genesis. And the Hebrew says Edom is Rush, Rush, Russia. And in when I was teaching Ezekiel, we find that the residents of Mount Seir, who are those Kenites, those two churches that please Jesus teach you, those who say that they are beloved Judah but are not, they're the seed of the devil, that Mount Seir is going to join forces with Russia and come against the house of Jacob. Just this week, the mean commander from Iran, that's the Kenites, that's not all of them, but that's a bunch of them, Mount Seir, went illegally out of Iran and joined Putin in Russia to talk about weapons and mass destruction, and they're coming against the house of Jacob. There are 12 tribes of Israel. They are not together. 2 of them are called the house of Judah. They are in the land of Israel for the most part. We love our brother Judah. But the 10 tribes, the house of Israel, were captured by Sennacherib, migrated over the Caucasus Mountains, settled Europe, came across the Atlantic Ocean, settled Canada and these United States. Mount Seir, Russia, coming against the United States. You want to know why? To reclaim Alaska. All right, so we have war. Now Jesus says, but the end is not year in your reference in Matthew 13:7. So Jesus is saying that the war is not really a sign. Here's why. We've always had war. In other words, in Abraham's time there was war. And so if war were the sign, Jesus would have come back in Abraham's time and he hadn't even been born of Mary yet. You understand? So what is the opposite of war? Peace. 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul says, be well when they say peace and safety. Then cometh sudden destruction. Destruction is the destroyer, the rider on the first white horse, the devil proclaiming to be Jesus to destroy your soul, because if you worship him, you've had it. And Daniel says, the vile one, the Antichrist, shall come in prosperously and peacefully. So the second sign is peace treaties. The president of the United States right now is fighting and using all of his executive veto power to make a peace treaty with the Kenites of Mount Seir, Iran, who say death to America. That's a sign. See how close we are?
Amen.
The second sign has already come true.
And power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another.
The lies kill. See, the tongue, the sword in the first chapter of Revelation in Jesus' mouth is the tongue of truth. That's why we call this program Trumpet of Truth. But the lie kills, because if you're deceived by that first one coming to take you out of here, you will worship the devil, and then you'll walk into the lake of fire.
And there was given unto him a great sword.
That is the lie, the tongue of the lie.
5. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see.
Here's the third.
And I beheld, and lo, a black horse.
Okay. Now, black symbolizes famine. Now, Amos 8:11 says at the end times, there's a famine in the land, all right, but not of bread of water, but of every word of God. Your reference in Mark 13 is verse 8, and there shall be famines and earthquakes in divers places. Famine, famine of the word, but there's also famine. Colorado almost can hardly get food anymore. They feed the fishes instead of the people. And so we're going with this one. Let's describe this black horse a little bit more, famine. But the main spiritual meaning is famine of the word. See, we have a church on every corner. Where do you go? Do you get one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line? Do you know you'd have to live 700 years to go all the way through the Bible with it's a couple of verses every Sunday and a 3 points? As good as the 3 points are, there's nothing in the Bible that tells you to do that. He said to read this epistle in the church.
And he that sat on him had a pair of balances.
Oh, okay. Now this on the black horse, famine, balances means commerce or economy. So one of the signs is that the economy suffers. People can't find jobs. People who had good jobs at the Kennedy Space Center have to take old minimum wage pay jobs to survive. They cut their hours so they can only work part-time. It's jobs, 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 no jobs. The economy is bad. Sound familiar?
And 6. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny.
Okay, now Amos 8:6, you might want to make a note of that, says at the end time, you will sell the moldy bread. You will sell the moldy wheat. That means you will sell the refuse of the wheat. What do we do now? We take the wheat, we get the good part out, and they package it up, and get it to the store. You have to work all day to buy a loaf of bread. And you could roll it up into a little ball and play ball with it. It's lost. It's refuge. It's not the real thing. That's a part of the famine. That's a part of the economy being destroyed. That's a part of people struggling and greedily falsifying the balances.
And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine.
I am so thankful to God that Jesus put this in here. The oil and the wine represent Jesus' very elect, they also the wife, not gone back yet, who will not be deceived by the fake Messiah, by the Antichrist. It's a very small group of the Christian church, not the mainstream. Romans 11 says there are only 7,000 this end time that will not bow the knee. And he calls us oil. We have the oil. Oil is light. Light is truth. Truth is the word. In Revelation 9, Jesus has already told the Antichrist, king of the bottomless pit, and his fallen angels when they come, do not touch any man or woman who has the seal of God in his forehead, the word of God in him, and the wine is the anointing. So in other words, not one hair of your head shall be harmed unless you're one of the two witnesses or unless you are that martyr Antipas that we taught in one of the churches.
And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. 8. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse.
Now the pale in the Greek is green. Untimely. It's not harvest time. If you have an orchid, you don't go pick the harvest while it's green. You wait for the harvest to ripe. Understand? Untimely harvest. It is not harvest time. Now, you know when Jesus comes back, we call that harvest time because he's going to separate the wheat from the tares, and the wheat are the real children. And so that would be harvest time. So this talks about an untimely harvest. Now, in the book of Zechariah, chapter 5, there's a great graphic illustration. It's an analogy. He has a basket there for harvest. In Bible times, they put their produce in the basket when they harvested it. And in the harvest basket in Zechariah 5, there is a woman sitting, just ready to fly up there. And she is the deceived part of the body of Christ. Five are foolish, they have no oil in their lamp. Men and women deceived. And so, since they were told they're going to fly away, Ezekiel 13 says, I'm against those who teach my people to fly to save their souls. Caught up in the air does not mean to go in the sky. In the Greek, it means to change into the spirit body. Jesus said, stay in the field. The field is the world. When Jesus lands his feet here, he's going to stay here forever. 1,000 during the reign of a millennium, and then forever and ever, heaven on earth. So, the woman in the basket kind of gets started a little flight there by a dirty bird, a stork bird, instead of the great eagle, which our God. And there's a lid on that basket, duh, lead-headed. And they can't get up and they can't get down. But you see, that is the gospel of Satan in the Christian pulpit. And a demented woman in 1832 started that, Margaret MacDonald. She had a vision. Two itinerant preachers picked it up. And they base it on caught up in the air, which does not even mean going to the sky. That isn't even the subject there. That's talking about where are our dead loved ones. They're coming back with Jesus. So there you have it. Now he's going to talk more about the untimely harvest. Remember that Jesus said, pray that your flight be not in winter. Why is that? Harvest time's not in winter. If you get harvested in winter, you've gone to the green horse there, untimely. Harvest is in summertime. See, the devil is coming to harvest you. He isn't really going to fly you away. Zechariah tells that you can't get up. It's just a trick. He'll probably load you up.
And his name that sat on him was Death.
Okay, Hebrews 2:14. Jesus came to defeat death, whose name is the devil. So the devil, who is death, is coming to harvest you out of season. He's the Antichrist. He's going to be beautiful. He'll say peace and safety. It will be what seems to be a great revival in the Christian church, except they'll be worshiping Mr. Death. Okay, but see, he's the one there. All of these horses represent power under the direction of the first rider, the Antichrist, the devil. And so here we have it. Now watch what it says about death.
And hell followed with him.
Anyone, even though you've gone to church all of your life, I'm going to tell you, if you wanted to know the truth, God would put somebody before you. I have been here crying a voice in the wilderness, come, 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 come and hear. So anyone who's deceived by Mr. Death, pretending to be life, remember Jesus' life, he'll have his life costume, will go to hell. There's a lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels and all who follow him that will come into existence at the end of the millennium. You have no reason to be deceived. He wrote you a love letter. And if you were seeking the truth, he would make sure that he would put a mentor before you. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. We are here. It is free. Come and learn, and be not deceived.
And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth.
Four corners of the earth. In other words, Antichrist is coming. He will reign all over this earth. Even the Christian church will call him God, except the little small remnant.
To kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth.
Now, this beast are not those sweet little cherubs that are guarding the throne. This beast means a poisonous, venomous thing on the earth. Who would that be? The Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S, descendants of Cain, the child of the devil. They say they are Judah, but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. They are going to cause all of the Christians who do not know God's word to go after their father, for they will say that he is God. Now, about this harvest, when Satan comes and the elect are delivered up, Jesus continues, let me give you a Matthew 13 there, that would be 9, 10, and 11. Jesus says, but they shall deliver you up to councils, and in synagogues ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake. And then the gospel shall be preached to all nations, and then the end shall come. And when they deliver you up, take no thought of what you shall say, for it is not you that speak, but the Holy Spirit of God who speaks in you. That small remnant, the elect, will be delivered up to Mr. Death. Oh, beautiful, how beautiful it is. The Christians will turn us in the churches, thinking they're going to save us. They'll say, Cherry doesn't think you're Jesus, Jesus, and I know he's not. And when we are delivered up to him, this is the highest and holy calling. This is why you came through your mother's womb. That's why you're living now, whether you're 5 or 95 or 105. This is an honor. Don't you dare fold. He's trusting you. And when we delivered up, the Holy Spirit will take over our speech. That's the only time you don't premeditate. He was speaking a language the whole world will hear. Acts 2, the dialect. And Jesus says, and then the gospel shall be preached to every nation. That's when the world is going to finally hear the gospel is the truth. The bruises, the ships of Chittim, the elect, we the elect, delivered up. That is our destiny. We're going to preach the gospel. But it's going to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You know what I love about this? I have to pay for my radio program, and I empty out my bank account and do without and sacrifice and starve to do it. But you know what? I'm going to get to preach to the whole world, and the devil's going to finance it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. So we have here the four horsemen of the apocalypse. They're also described in Zechariah. Apocalypse is what Revelation means, hidden. They are called the four hidden. Hear the word hidden, apocalypse. The four hidden dynasties. They have now taken over the earth, preparing for the first rider on the white horse. He's about to come. We're in the fifth trumpet. Now, you haven't had the trumpets yet, but bear with me. We're going to have it. The sixth one is Antichrist. He could come right now. It's ready. And the Kenites, the hidden dynasties through the Kenites, the children of the devil, have taken over all of America and have destroyed America. There's only God can save us. And that's why I'm having a 9/11 with love to pray for America, a day of repentance. Otherwise, we're captured. In other words, they have destroyed America through the four hidden dynasties represented by these horses. Economy, political, education, and worst of all, religion. And so you have the first four signs. We'll continue the others next time. Every one of these signs has come true. I mean, even as of this week, with the peace treaty, with the country that wants to kill us, the Kenites of Mount Seir, Iran, our president making the deal. That is a sign. That is a sign. Be ye prepared. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, your word does not return void. Oh, Father, let this truth go out all over this land, Father. Open the ears. to see hearts to receive. Let your children awaken and come out of Babel. Oh my God, let them awaken, dear God, that they be not deceived, and come and join together, elect, connect as a mighty army, Father God, to fight for you in these end times. We praise you and love you for this word. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, you want to make sure that you are saved. If there's any one of you not sure of your salvation, Jesus died. He is God. He took himself a flesh body, Emmanuel, God with us, born of a virgin. He shed his blood for the remission of sins. He died for your sin debt. You should have died. He arose from the dead. And yes, he's coming again after the fake one comes. Now, please pray this with me and mean it. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned. Please forgive me for all my sins. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Save me, Lord Jesus. Be my master. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Grow me in your word. Use me to enlarge your territory. I thank you. I am yours. I love you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Now, in a few minutes, my announcer is going to give you my telephone number. You might like to call me and tell me you were saved. Now, we have time to pray for those of you who are sick. Jesus still heals. You know, Jesus took 39 stripes on his back. Modern scientists have told us that there are only 39 foundational diseases. All other sicknesses and diseases stem from these 39. So, Father God, in the mighty name and the power of Jesus, I ask now that the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in your wings. I ask you to go down backbones and spine and heal the vertebrae. Put them in the right order. Heal ruptured discs. Heal spleens, Father God. Heal colons. Heal hearts. Heal kidneys and bladders. Where there's something missing, make a new one. Open deaf ears. Open eyes, dear God. Restore brain function. Perfect memory. My Father God, heal in the name and the power of Jesus. Top of head, the soles of the feet. Let people who are about to die come alive. Take up your bed and walk, Christians. Arise, make bones be strong. Mind come back. Oh, heart be healed. Let broken hearts be healed. Father God, we praise you and thank you. With Jesus' stripes, people are healed. He sent his word and healed you. Now, when you call, you might like to tell me you were healed. You may ask me a question. Leave that on my answer machine. You may also call and tell me you love me and that you love my program, so I'll know whether to keep bringing it to you. God bless all of you. Now remember, you're here on an assignment. You're not here for fun. You're here to do God's work. You're supposed to know the truth, and then you're supposed to share the truth. You're supposed to witness, and you're supposed to win souls for God. The best will come later. Your reward will come later. Right now, roll up your sleeves and work in the vineyard. Tell people about Trumpet of Truth. Not only on the radio and internet, but here on Sundays, Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m. We have another book that I'm teaching right now, the Book of Acts, and we pray fervently. And 9/11, we're going to have a day of repentance here. That'll be on a Friday night, 7 p.m. Wear red, white, and blue. So go and tell and bring people in. If you're not called to teach, go and get someone and bring them to the teacher. And Jesus is the teacher. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. We give him praise and we give him honor. Now remember this when you think of Jesus, Yeshua. His name is called the Word of God. And Jesus said in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." I love you so much. God bless and keep you and deliver you from deception. And may you surrender everything you are to him, and may you love the Lord I love with great passion. And God willing, I'll see you next time.
been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at this same time for Trumpet of Truth.
Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, God says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Come and gather together at Sherry Medlock School, September 11th at 7 p.m. Wear red, white, and blue. We encourage you to come, weep, wail, and pray for this nation at the Sherry Medlock School, located at 916 Florida Avenue in Cocoa. For more information, call Sherry at 321-632-4631. Let's make September 11th a day to repent.
anger is. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Dying once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see so clearly. We'll be right back. passion. I'll give everything just to be here with you, forever with you. And all the treasure in this world cannot compare with you. I'd rather be a servant in the house of God to be king in palaces of this world. And I feel richer than a king when I'm beside you. Just one day
into 91.5 FM, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach and Vieira, FM
Creator bless and worship Him.
Tossed in the ocean.
but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm.
That brings you now.